Let's see what's new in the Union of Nova Scotia Indians. And we note here that this week the headlines were the were on the meeting held in Halifax on taxation with representatives of the Union of Nova Scotia Indians and Finance Minister Peter Nicholson concerning the abolition of sales tax. And apparently it came into light this week, and that they saw the need and reviewed the brief on taxation, which was presented last March. Noel Doucette, president of the Union of Nova Scotia Indians, said that the meeting was an enjoyable one in that they discussed ways and means of monitoring tax exemption for Indians. The brief is to go before the board and then to cabinet, treasury board that is, and then to cabinet, and the outcome is to be known in 2 to 3 weeks. In the meantime, no prosecution is to take place for merchants who have not charged provincial sales tax to Indians, or to the Indians who have not paid the sales tax since last March. And there's going to be a follow-up meeting on February 7 to discuss other taxable items. Also, within the Union of Nova Scotia Indians, we'd like to bring to your attention right now the monthly publication of the Mi'kmaq News. We have the Mi'kmaq Magazine right now, and then we also have the Mi'kmaq News. It's a monthly publication. $2.50 per year is the subscription. And Basil Deacon of the Halifax Chronicle Herald describes the Mi'kmaq News this way. Mi'kmaq News, a periodical published in Sydney by the Union of Nova Scotia Indians, is a bright, readable, and unspoken newspaper. It deals with such matters as the Indian image, drugs and drink, health problems, law and crime, the Mi'kmaq language, complaints about conditions at the Caperton County Jail, the pollution of both harbor Indians, housing conditions, and so on. Clearly, the editors of the journal are providing their readers with news and comments of vital interest to the Indian community, unmistakably contemporary, reflecting the interest and aspirations, the fears, the pride, perhaps the prejudices of Nova Scotia Indians in 1971. So if you're interested, we'll be glad to send you a complimentary copy of our Mi'kmaq News. Just drop us a line or a postcard care of the Mi'kmaq News, Box 961, Sydney. Also, we'd like to hear your comments on our first program of the Mi'kmaq Magazine, simply by either dropping us at the same post address or to Box 950, care of Cheer Radio.